I want to thank everybody for being here this morning, especially my family over here. Got a lot of people that traveled a long ways to see this, and that's pretty bold, and you know, I really appreciate that, so thank you. Thank you for being here. Nick wanted me to talk and give my testimony this morning, and so Devin helped me, and we put this together, and it's short and sweet. This is definitely not the full story, but this is kind of how I got to where I'm at today. Growing up, I didn't attend church. You know, I'd always kind of considered, you know, what is it to be a Christian and what does it mean? However, a little over 2 years ago, Devin and I started dating, and it was very evident that she and her family, they surrounded their whole entire life around Jesus. And I seen how special that was, and like I said, at that time, I still had a lot of questions and needed a lot of answers, but I knew at that time I had a very, very good support group. And so that was kind of how it all got started. Then I just took the initiative to start my own road, and that's where I took off. So, you know, why did I need to become a Christian? You know, all the years of growing up and to where I am today, I knew that, or I thought that just being a good person, being a hard worker, and just the person that I was, I thought that would get me to heaven. And I believe that, and so that's the way I live my life. And the more I learned and the more questions that I had, I shortly figured out that wasn't it, that is good and that's important, but that would not give me eternal life, and that's what I was looking for. And so Devin and I started going to church in St. Louis, like I said, about 2 years ago. I prayed to myself for salvation, but it really never set in. You know, I would say the prayer, I would say the words, but I was just going through the motions. And anyway, so I continued thinking, and I continued searching and searching, and it took a little while for me to get there. And to really understand what it meant, I had Devin. I could always ask Devin questions, her family, her mom, her stepdad, her dad, just anybody. I mean, Nick. I mean, Nick was a huge help. I would come here every week, and I mow the grass here, and every week, without fail, Nick would come out and want to talk, you know, and we had some pretty good conversations right out here in front of the church, you know, just in the parking lot. And so it was just such a big help. And the more I learned, the more I understood, and the more I believed that I was a sinner. And there was no doubt in my mind that I was a sinner, and there was nothing I could do other than to give my life to Jesus, turn it over to Jesus, and let him take all the sins. And he took all of them, and he took them away from me. And that was when I knew I'd been saved, you know. And we'd come in, we'd sit back there where we always sit, and I would, you know, Nick would give the invitation, and I would sit back there, and I would think, man, you know, I need to go up there, and I just, for whatever reason, maybe it was just because I was standing in front of everyone here, but I just couldn't do it. And 2 weeks before I came up, we left here, and I told Devin, I said, you know, it was, things just clicked today. You know, there's no doubt that things are clicking, and that I'm ready to walk up and do it. And I didn't tell her I was going to do it. And honestly, to all you all, I didn't know that I was going to do it. And so Nick came up that Sunday morning and gave the invitation. And for whatever reason, it just felt right. And I, like I said, I knew that I was a sinner, and I knew this was my ticket to eternal life. And so I stood up and I told Devin, I said, knowing that he was talking to everyone in here, I said, I just really felt like that it was just for me. You know, he was looking at me, which he wasn't, but that's what it felt like. And so so I walked up and told Nick, I said, I want to be saved. I want to do this. And I can't think of anyone else other than Nick that I'd want to, you know, to be a part of it. And so he was pretty excited, and I was too. And at that time, I knew right then and there I'd been saved. You know, it's not us standing up here right now. This is more just for you all and more for my family than anything. So it's just really put things into perspective, and I know that I'm here for a reason, and that eternal life is mine.